This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. State Attorney General Phil Weiser warned U.S. Supreme Court justices today that changing the way the state handles stalking could make people less safe. A convicted stalker contends he didn't intend for the thousands of messages he sent to a musician to be threatening. But in arguing for the state, Weiser says raising the bar on what exactly are illegal threats could be dangerous.
It would also allow devious stalkers to escape accountability by insisting that they meant nothing by their harmful statements.
A decision is expected from the court in the next 2 months. The top panel regulating the oil and gas industry could be getting a new name. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
The Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission has overseen fossil fuel development in the state for more than 70 years. Democratic lawmakers now want to change its name and expand its scope. A new bill introduced yesterday would rebrand it as the Energy and Carbon Management Commission. It would also gain authority over projects to drill deep within the earth for geothermal energy. Supporters say the shift will promote low-carbon projects that use existing expertise within the oil and gas industry. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The first hearing on a bill to ban so-called assault weapons has brought hundreds of people to the state capitol today. Supporters argue these weapons are unnecessary for things like hunting, while opponents say the potential ban violates the Second Amendment. Democrats control the House panel that's considering the bill. You're listening to CPR News.